It is Jobs Wednesday, that time of the week when we bring our attention to the slate of job offerings that are on tap in the Pikes Peak region, and also the efforts to help job seekers land some of those jobs. Some of them may be new jobs for you. Some of it may be a change of career. But either way, the folks from the Pikes Peak Workforce Center are there to help. Joining us right now on the Newsline, Tracy Marquez, Executive Director and CEO of the Pikes Peak Workforce Center. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning, Shannon. How are you?
Just fine, just fine. Today, let's talk about upskilling. And this is a term that I think a lot of job seekers may not be aware of, or maybe they are. But for our audience, why don't you tell us, you know, what defines upskilling and how do we go about doing it?
Great question. Upskilling is the ability to take the skills that you have and then take them to the next level. Look at what you're currently doing. Let's say you're doing Microsoft Word and you just know a basic, you know, program. Why don't you go ahead and take that Word upskilling, another opportunity to do education and getting more aptitude and interest into Word and how to use it. It's a great way to really take the skills that you have and take them to the next level and really help meet, if you're employed, help your employer out and different areas that you've never helped before. And if you're looking for work, it's an opportunity to really see what skills are needed in a job posting and take some of the free resources that we have, or we offer and other community partners offer, to really get those skills that you need to fill the position that you want.
And Tracy, some people may not have that opportunity at their own workplace to upskill, for instance, like their Microsoft skills. Is that something that's offered through the Pikes Peak Workforce Center, or do you need to look elsewhere?
No, we have offered that at the Pikes Peak Workforce Center. It's on our website, ppwfc.org, and it's Upskill Pikes Peak. If you click on that and you look at career skills or business skills that you need, if you click on the business skills, you actually have an opportunity of 69 different custom guide programs, anything from Google Meets to Google Classrooms to an effective PowerPoint, or even basic cybersecurity courses are available, how to set passwords, how to make sure you have a secure password, that type of thing. So there's great free resources on our website. And also on our website, it links to other community partners and national organizations that also offer free upskilling training.
Right. And some of that can be really critical in job interviews because I know I was in a job interview where they required you to put together a PowerPoint presentation on the spot as part of the application and qualification process. So some of those skills, you may not think you need them, but if you have them, then it really rounds out your talents when it comes to advertising yourself as a job seeker. Skills-based hiring is a term that we're hearing more and more of, Tracy. Why don't you explain what that is?
Skills-based hiring is companies are looking at the skills that you have to fit the job, not necessarily the degrees that you have or the certifications. Granted, an engineer position needs an engineer degree, but there's a lot of positions that don't necessarily need a four-year degree, but you may have the skills because you work 25, 30 years in a job, and you have the skills, but you may not have the degree that the job description is asking for. So what we're trying to do is educate both the employers in our community and the job seekers, on the opportunity to really look at the skills that you need to do the job. Do you really need to have a bachelor's in business to do this job? Maybe, maybe not. So what skills do you have that match what's needed in that job? And it's really key in skills-based hiring because it's going to help us be able to fill the skills gap that we have in our community.
And right now, would you say that it's a good time to be seeking maybe a new job or a transition to a new job, a new career perhaps in the Pikes Peak region?
You know, it really is. It's really a great opportunity. The pandemic has been hard on so many different reasons, on so many different people. And really looking at this as an opportunity to say, how can I focus? What's my next career pathway? And it's really hard to figure that out. And that's where Pikes Peak Workforce Center comes in. We're able to journey with you and meet you where you are, not where we think you should be, to really figure out what you need to get to that next career pathway. And really looking at all the free training resources we have, and we hope to have another big announcement on some additional training funds coming in March to really provide this training for you to really get to that next position or that next industry career pathway that you're on.
Well, I certainly applaud your efforts, and hopefully if any job seekers are out there or people just intrigued by the idea, they'll go and check it out. Again, the website is ppwfc.org. Tracy Marquez, thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Have a great week.
You bet. And the folks at the Pikes Peak Workforce Center are just so nice. Give them a ring or go and set up an appointment to visit with them.